dicks.
Yeah, fuck raccoons. Throw them down the stairs.
Possums are dicks.
Possums are dicks too. If you get the chance, throw them down the stairs.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-8 Combo Podcast, the world's most mild podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Not much. I clopened today.
You closed the night before and then opened. Yeah, those suck.
I hit a fucking wall at like 9 o'clock.
I hate that.
And everyone at work's like, oh man, Andy, you look like shit. All right, we'll just let him just get fucked some more.
I hate those. They're necessary at some point. Yeah. You can't always close and open. At one point, you're going to have to make the switch.
It's just like, God.
What they should do is make you do a close, then a mid, then an open. Like, ease
you into
it.
I would like that.
Like, one night you close, the next day you do mid, and then you open. And then you can open.
Or open, and then... Opening and then closing the next day is nice.
Yeah, that's...
You do get a pretty big gap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. Andy, it's been really mild outside.
It's
supposed to be like 71 tomorrow. Late July. It's supposed to be hot.
Man. Yeah. We're supposed to swim.
I know. I had a pool party last night, and it was fine, but it could have been a lot warmer.
Yeah. I didn't want to, like, jump in and be like, I'm sick again.
It was like 80 degrees, 79, which is kind of cool for a pool. It's supposed to be closer to 90.
Yeah.
You don't really realize how cold like a pool feels until someone tells you it's 90 degrees in the pool. You're like, oh my God, really? And then you jump in and you're like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. Yes.
So the pool was definitely warmer than it was outside. So it was better to stay in the pool once you got in. It was a shock to the system at first, but it really wasn't that bad. It was just a little cool at first. It's definitely way better than when the pool gets first filled up and then so excited to swim and it's like 70 degrees in the pool and it's freezing.
You just jump in as it's filling up. It's worth it.
The absolute worst. The worst thing that ever happens is when the pool's too hot.
Really?
Yeah.
When
we leave the cover on longer than we should or something like that. Or, like, we don't swim for a day. When it's, like, 100 degrees outside, you don't swim for, like, a day or so. And then, you know, someone's like, oh, my God, it's hot. I'm going to swim. And they take the cover off, and it's, like, 95 in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, this isn't any better. This sucks.
Dude, the water, we fixed the hot water heater at work, and holy fuck, it's, like, scalding hot.
Really?
I don't like doing dishes.
That sucks.
I'll, like, go to put my arm through the dishwasher to push something out, and just my arm just gets, like, burnt up. I'm like, ah! And then I stuck my, like, I was grabbing some forks, and the fork tongue got under my nail.
Oh, I got a sliver under my fingernail yesterday.
Fuck that. Oh, God damn. I don't think I could do bamboo torture with that. I would just pussy out.
Yeah.
I'd be a bitch about it.
Yeah, actually, my right ring finger got a bunch of abuse. I smashed it twice and got a sliver under it.
In
the same day.
What'd you do? How'd you smash it?
Well, I smashed it first when I was cleaning the grill. I was dropping the grate back in, and my finger got in the way. Right. Then I did it again when I was accidentally closed the top of the cooler on my finger.
Dude, isn't that bullshit how, like, you'll injure something, and then you'll just keep hitting it?
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah, because I smashed it, and then I was getting the air compressor out of my dad's truck, and he's got, like, plywood down, so, you know, when you could slide things back and forth without... ruining the liner, of course, in the back of the truck. Mm. And as I was pulling it out, my finger went, you know, against the bottom of the plywood, slivered. luckily, I was able to pull it out right away. Like,
that's
good. You can, like, see the spot. Hopefully, I got all of it. Is that a sliver still in there? It doesn't feel like there's a sliver in there, so.
At my old store, they had these, like, super spring-powered staplers. Mm-hmm. And I was dicking with one day, and it shot up under my nail.
Oh.
And I was like, oh! And I pulled it out, and you could just see, like, blood, like, a line of it under my nail. That sucked. It just, oh, fuck that.
Cool. I helped Leaper move into his new house this week.
And you're still alive?
Yeah, and I'm still alive. Well, we did it during the day.
Oh, that's good.
The area he's in, it doesn't seem like the ghetto. Even though he's in a very notorious place. Everyone was trying to make it seem like, oh, Ames isn't that bad. Like, no, Ames Street is notorious. Yeah, Ames. But where he is, it was just a bunch of like old people sitting on their porch.
Oh, that's nice.
But you have to drive past condemned buildings to get there.
Dude, if you ever want to see something depressing, go on Google Street View of Detroit.
I was watching a show on Detroit earlier today, and yeah, dude, it's pretty depressing.
It's like something from The Walking Dead.
Because like the thing I was mentioning about the condemned buildings, like there's like two. And then I was watching the thing on Detroit, and they're like, there's not just one or two condemned buildings here. She's like, there's neighborhoods of condemned buildings.
And I bet there's people living in all that condemned stuff, too.
Yeah. The house is nice, though.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of spiders.
A lot of spiders.
Yeah, that's what you expect from an old one. And we found a bunch of records that the old owners left over. So now Leaper owns Thriller on vinyl.
That's great.
There's a sweet record player that I saw. It's like a 50s wood grain look. It plays vinyl records, CDs, AM, FM radio, and there's an input jack for your phone or iPod.
Nice.
I told him to get it. It's like $100, but still, you can play anything on it.
Leaper just bought a house. He could buy.
Yeah, he could fucking buy it.
He just bought a house. He spent all that money saving. He could buy it.
He's also got a backyard that I said was like waves. It's flat, then there's a hill, then it's flat, and there's a hill.
Oh. Looks that's like kind of random.
Looks like a pain in the dick to mow. But I told him on the second flat area, you could literally pour a basketball court on that.
Really? Is that big?
Sweet. Yeah, he has a big backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
You could pour a basketball court.
That's crazy. He bought a house.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts. I like the downstairs. I don't know how much the walls. There's like four rooms, but they're kind of like half walled off.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how much the half walls are. How the fuck do I say this? I don't know how much the half walls play into the structural integrity of the basement.
Oh, so if he were to knock
But if down. He were to knock one or two down, it would be a nice wide open area. It'd be sweet.
Will his girlfriend let you guys set up HeroClix? Oh, you guys don't want to drive down there.
Yes, we don't want to drive down there. Not during the night. Second, I don't think HeroScape's ever really going to move.
Gotcha.
Like, they brought a little bit down to SGC, but if you were to see, like, what's all set up at Stefan's...
It's crazy.
It's not moving. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's not moving.
That's awesome.
That pool table is the fucking worst thing to move.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That is so fucking heavy.
At least it was a nice day.
It was a nice day.
What day was this?
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
It was a nice day. It got a little muggy for about an hour or two, like when the clouds rolled in and stuff. Yeah. But overall, it was low 80s, upper 70s. It was really nice. But we moved it at first. It was just me, Tyler, and Leaper, and Leaper's girlfriend, which she's probably not listening. But she couldn't really move it. she was more stabilizing. Which was difficult. First, we had to slide it out of his apartment, then slide it. The thing is, there's no way we can't wreck the wood a little bit or scratch it up because there's no way we're lifting it. We're not going to lift this up and move it. We have to slide it. The thing's like, it's solid wood, solid slate. This thing's heavy. So we do that, and it's a little beat up, but you can fix wood.
Does Leaper care?
Leaper doesn't really care, but I told him how he could fix it. Like, it's a life hack I saw, but if you rub walnuts on wood scratches, it fills them in, and then you stain it.
Huh.
So.
Life hack.
Yeah, life hack. So then we got in the back of the moving truck, and then we went to Leaper's new house, and we get there, and Tyler has an appointment at the VA hospital.
All right.
The Veterans...
Affairs?
Affairs, yeah. Affairs. That's probably got to be it. So here's the thing. It's like Leaper and I thought we were going to like do stuff, like move more stuff. And so we're like, it's probably better if Caitlin took him. Right. So like Leaper and I could probably do more stuff. So Caitlin takes him. And then we realize there's nothing to do.
Oh.
And we were sitting at Leaper's house for like an hour and a half, almost Jeez. 2 hours, just like doing nothing really.
Was this girlfriend cool with taking him?
Yeah, she was cool with taking him. Caitlin's really nice. Caitlin's cool. Right. But so we're just all kind of like. We're just sitting there like, well, I asked him if he wanted to try our hands at the pool table. He said, hell no, which is probably the right idea. So we're waiting forever for Tyler to get back. Like, forever. We're just sitting there doing nothing.
Really? Like, what was in the moving truck?
In the moving truck at that point was two mattresses, a mattress, a box spring, a frame, a couch.
You couldn't get all that.
The pool
out?
Table and the pool table stand. Well, the thing is, we could get the stand, but the pool table was leaning on everything else. Like, it was in the way. Like, the pool table was up front, and the couch was in the back.
Gotcha.
And the mattresses were, like, kind of wedged in a V shape with the pool table.
I gotcha.
And we were able to get the pool table stand out, so we got it ready for the pool table, but everything else was, like, we had to move the pool table. Eventually, we call Austin and Stefan, and they show up right as Tyler shows up.
Oh, my
so
God.
It was kind of nice having five people to move the pool table.
Was it a lot easier?
It was a lot easier. That's good. It was still heavy as shit. That thing is fucking heavy. But it was a lot easier having five people to do it.
Hopefully, that'll be the last time you have to move it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not at all. Leaper's going to be in this house for a year, year and a half, and get promoted and buy a better house.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to move the pool table again.
You'd be like, no, you hire people this time.
I was mentioning to Tyler, I'm like, I've helped Leaper move so many times that when I finally move out, I can almost literally just ask him to move everything and I'll watch. I've helped him move 6-7 times.
Jesus.
It's got to be that. I helped him move to the first apartment, and I helped him move from the first to the second to Stefan's. We lived at Stefan's for a little bit. And then from Stefan's to the third, from the third to the fifth, and the fifth to the house. So 6 times.
Jesus.
You know what's really nice is that couch we had to move was really light.
Was it? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like, easy two people can move it.
Maybe it's because your muscles were so awesome from the pool table. You're like, fuck yeah, this couch is light.
Yeah, but like, it was really light, and two people can move it. And then, when we left his apartment, Tyler was just situating it in the moving truck by himself.
No,
it really wasn't that heavy. You know, he picked it up, put it aside.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How big of a truck did he get?
It was like the small U-Haul.
Oh, okay.
Trucks. Through the realtor that he got the house from, you could use it for free.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, they offer it. Like, you buy a house for us, and you could use this to move. So
that's pretty nice, actually. Yeah. All right. Cool.
It was pretty nice. And then my car was still at his apartment, and Tyler, of course, doesn't have a car, so we had to go back to his apartment. And so it's one bench seat in the front, and all three of us are sitting there in the front. And we came up with our new moving company, Three Bros in a Truck.
Hey, bro.
I kind of want to ride in the back. That would be sweet.
Dude, you'd be like a dog in a car. Like, no, just fucking bounce.
I would have liked to do it with, like, furniture in there. I didn't want to do it with the pool table.
Yeah, you'd probably die.
Hell no. Like, if that
set up, like, an entertainment couch in there.
Yeah, like, if that pool table was, like, one errant move or wasn't secure perfectly and, like, came towards me, I would be dead.
Remember Jackass? They got that moving truck, one of the Jackass movies, and they set up, like, a disco in it,
yeah.
A roller disco.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, that was good.
That was good.
Jackass 3 was on the other night.
Was it?
Like, a week ago.
That's awesome. But I generally do like helping Leaper move, because it's just like hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, just moving shit.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks is the pool table. Everything else is just, like, just do shit.
Dude, if he doesn't show up on your moving day, hold that over his head so hard.
I would hire a hitman. Murder him.
Did you hear about that or see that video about the lady who is, like, all happy about hiring a hitman to kill her husband?
No.
It's kind of been floating all over the internet a little bit.
Wow, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but yeah, she's, like, genuinely, like, smiling and happy, caught on camera.
Wow.
Talking to this, like, undercover cop who's posing as a hitman.
Huh.
Yeah, I was like, ooh,
that's crazy.
I could do that.
All right, Andy, you want to get into gaming news?
Sure.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Glacier! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
First up in gaming news, Microsoft continues to do a 180. And which, by the way, I'm not upset about this. Like Tyler, he apparently hates Microsoft. I don't know why the fuck he hates Microsoft, because everything he owns besides the game console is often Microsoft. But, he was mad at them for doing what they did, and then he laughed at them for doing a 180 and changing it. It's like, that's not, you shouldn't do that. Like, if they're listening to you to do what you wanted, why are you then laughing at them because they didn't stand up for these shitty policies?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. But they're doing another 180. They are going to allow indie developers to self-publish their games.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, so I don't get why you wouldn't do that in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just stupid to be like, you have to get a publisher. I'll publish it myself. What the fuck?
Yeah. I think that's more of a money thing for Microsoft, maybe.
Yeah, it is, but still, it's just stupid. It's just unrealistic to ask some people to get a publisher.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is. It's really hard to do.
Though it's like Steamworks and all that.
Did you see that the PS3 will allot up to 3 gigs for their operating system? 3 gigs
of
RAM.
You mean the PS4?
Yeah, PS4.
You said 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But was that confirmed or was it just like a tech note they saw?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, hey, OSs are big things. They got to take up some shit, so I mean...
Yeah, and
doesn't the OS kind of go into sleep mode when the game starts?
I don't. What I saw was that the PS4 would have between 3.5 and 5, or not 3.5. Yeah, 3.5 and 4.5 gigs available for games, depending on what it requires.
Well, hold on. It's 8 gigs of RAM, 3.5. Would that be 5?
So maybe I'm thinking 5.5 to 4.5.
Yeah, maybe that.
So 5.5 to 4.5 gigs of RAM for the game, depending on what the operating system is taking up. Whereas the Xbox One will always have 4.
True.
Or no, 4. Will always have 5.
Yeah.
So
you know what I've noticed about game consoles, though? And someone pointed this out to me. A lot of use of RAM... specifically on computers, is for holding, like, programs and stuff.
Yeah.
The PS4's RAM is only going to, when it's being used for a game, that's all it's being used for. So you can get more efficiency out of it. Say on the PC when you're playing a game, Windows is still doing all that background stuff in the background while your game is running.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, a console where they can customize the OS to just basically, like, shut down. So, I mean...
Yeah,
I would imagine that games would need a little less RAM to look good because they could optimize it well.
What I'm thinking is I probably... Would I really ever notice?
Like, oh, I probably...
Like, if a game is running on Xbox One and 5 gigs of RAM is being allotted to the game, and the same game is being ran on the PS4 and 4.5 gigs is being allotted to the game, I don't think I would ever notice the difference. A half gig difference? How the fuck would I ever notice that?
The one thing is the Xbox One uses slower RAM while the PS3 uses faster RAM.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you probably wouldn't notice.
I don't think I would notice at all.
Yeah. It'd just be like more RAM, faster loading, less RAM, but it's faster. So it would just...
Yeah,
you're right. Nobody would really notice.
I don't think anybody really noticed.
The consoles are literally like almost the same
specs.
Yeah,
even right now, like I know the specs of the PS3 and Xbox 360 are different. I don't notice a difference. Really.
Now that everyone's figured out how to code for them, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you don't notice it.
I've never really noticed a difference. I've seen some screenshots side by side, and sometimes the PS3 looks a little better, but at the same time, it's just, I don't know. It was never really that.
Dude, but one thing I noticed, after seeing Skyrim on a 360, holy shit, the PS3 is slow.
Yeah.
It is a slow game.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for a really good deal with Skyrim on the Steam summer sale.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want to shelf out, like, what was it, 35 for the Legendary Edition?
What you should have done is get Fallout New Vegas. You can get the Ultimate.
I have the Ultimate on PS3.
Oh, you already have the Ultimate. Okay. I was going to say, because I got the Ultimate Edition on Steam for $5.
Yes. I thought about rebuying it, but I'm like, I have it on my PS3.
Well, Andy, Phil Fish has canceled Fez 2. Do you know anything about Fez 2 or Phil Fish?
I know Phil Fish is just a grumpy,
He's a self-important narcissistic prick. He really is. This guy's an asshole. I wish Tyler was here because Tyler hates this guy. But,
really? I bought Fez on the Steam Summer Sale.
Fez is a fun game. Like, it's all right, you know? But it's not some sort of world-beating game like he says it is. Like,
oh, really?
He has the opinion that Fez is...
God's gift to indie games?
The God's gift to indie games, really. And in Indie Game the Movie, and multiple times, he's put down the gaming industry, he puts down his peers, he puts down gamers. This guy's a self-important asshole. He really is.
Yeah.
But Fez 2 is canceled, and Phil Fish is quitting the industry.
What a bitch.
Because he's a crybaby. And a lot of people are like, stop bullying Phil Fish. I'm like, anything upsets Phil Fish.
Yeah.
Anything. If this was Notch, who got upset and decided to quit the gaming industry, everyone would be like, oh my God, what happened? But because it's Phil Fish, everyone's like, fuck off. Fuck you, Phil. God damn it.
Yeah. Does he say why he quit?
Yes. Polytron, the company that was making Fez that he worked for, they said, it's with a heavy heart that we announced that Fez 2 has been canceled and is no longer in development. We apologize for the disappointment. This announcement confused many at first, but the reasoning behind it was quickly became apparent. It was soon discovered that this came shortly after Fish engaged in a very heated and personal argument with Game Trailer's personality Marcus Beer, a.k.a. Annoyed Gamer. The root of the argument came from Beer's less than flattering, and kind of rude, to be honest, comments on the latest episode, Invisible Walls, in which he criticized Fish and Braid creator Jonathan Blow. He called them to task for refusing to answer questions about Microsoft's then-rumored policy of indie developers to self-publish on the Xbox One. This is what Beer had to say. You were the guys who did Indie Game the movie, and some of you looked relatively normal in it. One of you looked like a total tosspot in it, but you can't have it both ways. You're successful game designers, you're indie game designers, hurrah, good for you, you fucking hipsters. Now, while that may be rude to say to somebody, quitting the industry and canceling your game is not the response.
I didn't even know Fez 2 was in development.
That's what a preteen girl does.
Like, I'm not going back to school.
Yeah, I'm no longer friends with you. Oh, wait. And he's done this before, by the way. Fish has quit Twitter and then come back to Twitter. Be like, oh, JK, guys. Fucking Spoonie did that like 2 nights ago.
Did he?
Yeah, Spoonie's... I love Spoonie, but god damn. I can't follow him on Twitter sometimes. It's just like he's unnecessarily an asshole to people.
No.
It's like, dude, shut up. Like, he apparently hates Doctor Who.
Oh.
And people... He did something when people were mentioning the fact that what he did in his recent video happened in an episode of Doctor Who, and that pissed him off so much, he quit Twitter and then came back the next day.
Whatever.
Fish mentioned on his Twitter account, Fez 2 is canceled. I am done. I take the money and I run. This is as much as I can stomach. This isn't the result of any one thing, but the end of a long, bloody campaign. You win.
That's some deep shit, you indie hipster.
I'm doing it to get out of games, and I'm getting out of games because I choose not to put up with this abuse anymore.
What a little bitch. What
I don't have any sympathy for this guy. I really don't.
What a little bitch.
And I know people will be like, well, stop bullying him. Stop it. You're being a dick. This guy brought it upon himself.
I don't unnecessarily be a dick to someone until they're a dick to me.
He brought it upon himself. He insulted gamers. He insulted the industry. He's insulted people who make games. This guy's an asshole. And when someone else is an asshole back to him, he threw a hissy fit and quit his game. Nintendo's Hideo Kojima tweeted at him, told him he was a crybaby and knew nothing about games.
Kojima?
Yes.
The Metal Gear dude?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's good stuff.
Yeah. That's like if you were trying to be a football player and you threw a hissy fit and quit, and all of a sudden you get a call from Peyton Manning that said, you're a bitch.
Fuck it, I can see just Peyton Manning. You're a bitch.
Like I said, I don't have any sympathy for the guy.
Now I feel bad I bought Fez.
Stuttering Craig even mentioned something. He's like, am I supposed to feel bad Fez 2 is canceled? Something will take its place.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like in a way he's doing it like a grasp for sympathy, you know?
Maybe.
Fez 2 is canceled, everybody. I'm canceling it. Everyone's going to be like, no, bring it back. Come on, we want Fez 2. But in reality, while Fez was fine, it's, something will take its place.
Yeah. Oh, Phil Fish.
Ed Boon has confirmed a 6th Injustice DLC character. The 5th character is going to be released soon, Martian Manhunter, and he said the 6th will be a fan favorite. Most people are thinking it's going to be Power Girl. Have you seen Power Girl? Have you seen the Power Girl cosplay?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that's in there.
Good. With real physics.
No. I really want it to be... I say this like I play Injustice a lot, but I really want it to be someone a little bit lesser known, but it's pretty awesome, like Zatanna or Dr. Fate.
Zatanna's a pretty cool character.
That'd be fucking sweet. I wanted Zatanna way more than I wanted fucking Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it was
Dude, they were just banking on the Arkham.
Yeah, it was the already... The game was already saturated with Batman characters. And I get the original saturation because a lot of them had something to do with the story. You know, Batman, Catwoman, Bane, Nightwing, Joker, yeah. Harley Quinn, all had something to do with the story. Batgirl has nothing to fucking do with the main story.
Well, how much are the DLC?
It looks like $4.99.
Fuck that for a character. Would not pay that.
Yeah.
I'd pay like $2.99 maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like adding General Zod is cool. Lobo was cool.
Lobo's cool. Yeah. I like Lobo.
They really need Dr. Fate or Zatanna or Mirror Master. They need to add fucking Mirror Master.
They're not going to.
They need to add Mirror Master. That's what we need is Mirror Master.
Start a petition.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
We need Black Manta in there.
What's the cougar one? Or not the cougar one.
Tigra?
No. Oh my god. It was in a Green Lantern movie I watched.
Oh.
It was like in the jungle or the Serengeti. And fuck.
I don't know. Nah, I don't know.
Black Panther? I don't know.
No, Black Panther. It's not it.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. It wasn't a... Skylar's a member of the Black Panthers. You remember that?
I miss Skylar.
I do, too. I just remember that, though, after the whole Trayvon thing first came to light. Yeah. Yeah, Skylar's a member of the Black Panthers. That's right.
I remember signing up one of my high school teachers for the church at Tiger Woods.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, Andy, Vivendi Universal, the actual owners of Activision Blizzard, have sold Activision Blizzard. Guess who, too?
Activision and Blizzard.
Activision and Blizzard.
So now Activision can roll in its own pile of Call of Duty money.
Vivendi has finally found a buyer for Activision Blizzard. After Vivendi shopped the company around unsuccessfully, Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick and Brian Kelly orchestrated a move to buy the company themselves. It took $100 million of their own personal funds, $5.83 billion from Activision, with a little help from Bank of America, and the rest was covered by a group of investors. One of which is the Chinese corporate titan Tencent Games, who has stake in many large companies such as Riot and Epic Games. Vivendi now only owns 12% of Activision stock as opposed to their previous controlling of 60%.
That's a lot of money going around.
That's a lot of money.
For the Call of Duty developer, or the Call of Duty publisher. That's all they're good for.
You know, I saw a decent point on like a... It was like a meme with Nintendo and Call of Duty. It said, gamers love Nintendo because they don't stray from a winning strategy, but they hate Call of Duty because they don't stray from a winning strategy.
I mean, I will say that I did not like Modern Warfare 3's multiplayer, but every other Call of Duty that's came out, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm going to admit, I love Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I don't buy them every year. Last one I bought was Black Ops.
Black Ops 2 is pretty
good. I'm probably going to buy Ghosts, though.
I'm not going to buy Ghost on current gen.
No, I'm going to buy it on next gen.
Yeah.
But I do like Call of Duty. I really know.
It's one of those games, there's always people to play.
Yeah.
There's always people. Like Battlefield 3.
Battlefield.
There's always people to play.
Yeah. Battlefield Bad Company 2 was cheap on Steam. And
I know.
I saw that and thought about it.
I was like, but then I'm like, I bet there's not a lot of people playing.
I checked the community page, like the forums, and like some people were posting, but I just didn't know.
Dude, I really want Battlefield 4. That game just looks pretty.
Yeah. I was watching Tyler's brother play, his little brother play Battlefield 3.
Dude, 3's good.
Looks sweet, yeah.
Was it on a PC?
No, it was on PS3.
No. Dude, PC, you can have 64 people.
That's amazing. I love how the Just Cause 2 mod
is
like
that
over 1,000 people are in the thing. I was just like, holy shit. First time I dropped in, I crashed. Like, the game crashed. I was like, oh shit, am I ever going to be able to play? But the second time I played, it was perfectly fine.
Isn't it? It's just a good time waster, that game.
It really is.
It's retardedly huge, dude.
It is. Super Smash Bros. For 3DS and Wii U will not have a story or cutscenes.
Have the other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they have? I don't know.
Yeah.
I only play the Versus, that's all.
Now, they had a mode, like, Brawl had Subspace Emissary, which was a story mode. You play through the story, and And it's Smash. It's really about the multiplayer, and you know that. But the strangest part about this is the reasoning. According to Sakurai-san, the new Smash will not include a story because people uploaded the cutscenes from Brawl to the internet, thus, in his mind, ruining it. So they're just not going to do it. That happens for every single game. Every single game has the cutscenes uploaded to YouTube.
Is he that passionate about that?
What? I don't get what Nintendo's fucking thing is about their games and YouTube and streaming.
Because that Evo thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what is their deal?
They were butthurt about it.
They really were. And then they turned back on it very quickly. And it was a huge hit. Someone mentioned, they're like, that was probably just a clever ruse from Nintendo, like, to get more hype for Evo.
Wouldn't that be
it works if that's their clever ruse, but the thing is, it doesn't ruin it unless you watch them, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to see the cutscenes for Brawl as you play it, you don't go on YouTube and search Brawl cutscenes.
Yeah, I usually stay away from game videos until I beat the game.
Yeah, and for like big titles, I try and not spoil it. Yeah,
if I see an article or a video, I'll scroll right past that.
Like, yeah, nope, I know Stefan got Halo 4 spoiled for him. He was trying so hard not to see it, and someone posted it in like a place he didn't expect because it got leaked early. He was like, "Damn it, fuck."
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I haven't had any games really spoiled for me. Red Dead Redemption. Tom told me that Tom Marston dies. I was pretty pissed about that.
Yeah, you gotta.
He's like, you get to win. They all shot up Tom
Tom Marston.
Marston. Okay. And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, why would you do that? Did you get to the point where they killed the main character? Yeah. It's like, did you see the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you beaten it yet?
He's done that some other times to me, but thankfully I was already ahead of him.
Yeah.
But he's done that to me some other times. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you don't lead with that. That's stupid.
Yeah, like every time someone at work was talking about Bioshock Infinite and I hadn't played it yet, I was like, shut up.
Andy, there's a petition on change.org, which, by the way, don't use change.org for these stupid petitions. Find something else to use it for. But the petition for PC port of GTA 5 has reached 20,000 signatures.
It always happens.
Or 200,000 signatures. It does. It always happens. There's a PC port of 3, Vice City, San Andreas, and 4.
Yeah. It always happens. I don't know why the fuck people are petitioning.
And they didn't even announce one for 4, but it came out just a few months later.
Yeah. It wasn't that long. It always happens. Yeah, it always happens.
Get a goddamn PC port. Stop pissing your pants over.
I remember them doing it for 4, and I'm like, oh yeah, sure, PC. But then I started figuring out that all the other ones were PC, and it were all a couple months after. So just hold your fucking horses.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Telltale Games confirmed at San Diego Comic-Con this week that you will see Clementine in Season 2 of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, I hope she's a little grown up.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I mean, not much, but maybe like a year.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to download the
400 days.
Yeah.
The developers also said this coming season will reveal the fate of Lee's closest friend, Kenny. Which they kind of left that open.
They did. I mean,
it looked.
Did you have the one where he jumped in the hole?
I saw both.
What was the other one?
The other one, when you keep Ben around, when you're jumping from the balcony to the next rooftop, leaving the mansion. Spoiler alert. Ben, when Lee jumps, you notice without Ben that it's starting to get loose.
Yeah.
When Ben jumps, it collapses, and Ben's falls on the ground, and the thing impales him through the leg.
Yeah.
And so he's on the ground, and walkers are coming towards him, and Kenny actually jumps down to start shooting the walkers off him. And I think with the last bullet, it's assumed that he put Ben out of his misery.
Got it.
But then Kenny's fighting a bunch of walkers without a gun.
Yeah.
But you don't ever see what happens to him. Same thing within the hole.
Yeah, he just disappears.
You don't really see what happens to him. It looks bleak, but theoretically you could write Kenny back in.
Yeah. Which, I'm okay. Kenny's character towards the end was pissing me off. I'm like, Kenny, you're being kind of a bitch.
Yeah, but I would like to see someone else besides Omid and Krista.
Yes.
You know, bringing Kenny back would be pretty cool, I think. But even then, it could be, a zombified Kenny.
Ooh.
But they did technically leave it open, even though it didn't look very possible. It's open.
Yeah, I hope the writing's just as good, man. Yeah, I hope they're putting a lot of time into it.
I hope they don't kill everybody this time. Because I think they mentioned it or I heard someone else say it and I just thought it was attributed to them, but they didn't realize it was going to be such a big hit. And
yeah.
They might have left a couple people alive for another.
Yes, I remember reading about that they didn't expect it to be this big.
Yeah,
because their past games have been so
Yeah, they're just okay, yeah.
But yeah, Walking Dead was just...
Yeah, it was very good. And but even if they had known it was a big, big hit, spoiler alert, no matter what, Lee should have died at the end, because that was such a good scene.
Yeah. What were both the endings? I did the one where Clementine left.
When Clementine leaves, I haven't done that one myself, but I could have sworn they said something like you either see or it's assumed that Lee turns.
It is assumed that Lee does turn. He just kind of like
yeah.
And then she leaves. But yeah, it's assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. I always did the one where Clementine shoots him.
Does she actually shoot him?
She shoots him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know what you gotta do, Clementine? He like closes his eyes and bang.
Damn. The one where she left, I was like, I couldn't. In my heart, I was like, I can't kill Lee. I can't.
Yeah. I killed Lee.
That game had so many goddamn
Both times
feels.
I did two playthroughs, and both times I killed Lee.
So many feels.
So many feels.
Dude, The Last of Us, that had so many feels. Oh, my God. I want to play that again.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever play it.
It's good.
But that's what I hear. That's really good. Andy, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's get into some technology.
Yeah. How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
So India thought they were being spied on by Chinese spy drones. They saw these two dots in the sky and they're like, holy shit, fucking China's spying on us. I don't know. Like, I know that Kashmir area is fought over between India, Pakistan, and China. But I thought it was more like India and Pakistan. I don't know why they think China would spy on them. I don't know much between India and China relations.
I didn't know India and China had some beef.
Everyone kind of has.
Yeah.
China kind of does their own thing. They're like the Deadpool of countries.
Yeah.
They're not. Well, I guess I should really watch my words. But they don't. They're not against us, but.
You're right.
They're not with us.
They're kind of like, I guess it's a, they're a wild card.
Yeah, they're a
wild card.
China's
wild card.
Yeah, you don't know what China's going to do.
And South or North Korea is like that bully that's going to start some shit, but when you finally talk shit back, he's like, nope.
I was just joking, man.
Yeah,
just busting your chops, yeah. Man. You're going to take everything so seriously.
I'm not going to use nuclear
weapons. I fucking hate that guy.
Dude.
I hate the guy that always gives you a hard time, and then you're just like, dude, fuck off. Like, just give me a hard time, man.
Yeah.
No, you're being an asshole.
Yeah, and that's your defense.
Yeah.
I thought at first when he said, I fucking hate that guy, the leader of North Korea.
Yeah. I hate Kim Jong-un.
I was like, he's an asshole.
But these were not Chinese spy drones. India accidentally mistook Jupiter and Venus for Chinese spy drones. Whoops.
All right. Those are... They have some really good eyes.
I don't know. Was this between
I thought they weren't that
telescope?
Big.
Well, you can
far away.
You can see their specs.
I guess, but they're specs.
It was astronomers that thought these were spy drones, and then they're like,
God.
Oh, wait, nope, that's Jupiter and Venus.
Well, that's a round drone. Star Wars,
that's really shiny. Mm-hmm. Assassins tried to kill a man with a remote-controlled armed VW. A Czech fugitive living in South Africa nearly met his end in a bizarrely James Bond-like fashion. When he was fired upon by a Volkswagen Cross Polo that packed machine guns behind its rear license plate.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. And the top comment, I guess it backfired. There's a little picture here, too. I think it's guns.
Holy shit. That is something out of James Bond right there.
It really is.
What if they were just watching, like, Die Another Day? He's like, got it.
The Associated Press reports on Wednesday that in Johannesburg, Czech fugitive Rodovan Ketsier stepped out of his Mercedes-Benz at his office building only to be met with a hail of 5mm bullets coming from a nearby Volkswagen.
Jesus.
Ketsier was miraculously unharmed, having ducked behind his bulletproof Mercedes.
Really?
In what is perhaps a testament to his non-Q branch shoddy build quality, or an international attempt to erase evidence, the Volkswagen caught fire and nearly burned to the ground.
Man, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's fucking scary. That poor guy, I'd be so scared after that. Like,
yeah, just
someone's trying, like, a VW Beetle with machine guns is shooting at you. Somebody's trying to kill you.
Did you see that video? One of the original founders of Dig, a raccoon was attacking his dog, and he had, like, security cameras set up, and he threw the raccoon.
No.
It's a hilarious video. I need to find it.
All right.
He doesn't just, like, you know, he doesn't just, like, grab it and kind of toss it. He grabs the raccoon, lifts it above his head, and throws it down the stairs. It's
oh my God.
And he's like, I'm not for animal cruelty. I'm just trying to get this animal away from me and my dog. Which I have no problem with that, all right? Because raccoons are evil balls of rabies.
Yeah, I heard they're just dicks.
Yeah, fuck raccoons. Throw them down the stairs.
Possums are dicks.
Possums are dicks too. If you get the chance, throw them down the stairs as well.
Just throw them. If possums were to be like wiped out, would that really affect anything? Do possums contribute anything?
Technically. I mean, I remember in biology class in college, they mentioned that pretty much every animal, if you take them away, it affects something at some point, except for mosquitoes.
Yep, I saw that.
Yeah.
I've read that.
A ton of studies have confirmed that if we completely eradicated mosquitoes, no ecosystem would be adversely harmed.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with them just... Think of all the diseases you could just basically get rid of. West Nile malaria.
Was H1N1?
That was the...
I know that was something else.
That was the swine flu.
Yeah, I just thought maybe mosquitoes.
I don't think that was a mosquito thing. But not only those two big ones, West Nile and especially malaria.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of other shit that mosquitoes just bring
around.
Just
those stupid fucking bugs.
Yeah, they're just annoying. Ugh. Fuck mosquitoes.
I highly recommend bringing bug spray my birthday. Because remember, last year was fucking stupid.
I don't remember having a big problem last year.
Dude, my boss got like 70-something mosquito bites. She counted.
Was she like wearing vanilla extract or something?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Actually, is vanilla extract one of the things that mosquitoes don't like? Why did that come off the top of my head?
I'm coming smelling like vanilla extract, man.
Well, Andy, do you want to hear some dumb insurance claims for lost cell phones?
Ooh, yes.
I thought these were pretty funny.
I like lost cell phones.
This is all from the UK.
Oh, okay.
A builder in his 30s from Stockport reported his phone as lost, but later called to withdraw the phone after a customer got in touch with the firm to say that they'd heard a phone ringing inside of the wall of their new extension. He left it behind the wall cavity. A farmer in his 50s found his mobile phone embedded in the edge of a hay bale.
Oh, geez.
Despite being somewhat damaged, the handset still worked.
Nice.
A 19-year-old woman from Birmingham informed mobileinsurance.co.uk that the lost phone she'd earlier reported had actually turned up in her fridge next to the milk on the middle shelf. A man in his 50s from York who happened to be a keen gardener found his mobile phone that he had originally reported lost beneath the soil in one of the flower beds in his front garden.
Oh, damn.
And the phone was undamaged, but a little
dirty. Damn. You know, I have to give at least iPhones and some Android devices I've seen, I have to give them a little credit. I see people use them with absolutely smash screens, and the touch still works fine.
Yeah, the touch still works, yeah.
That is some good engineering.
I found out I was paying like $5 a month for insurance on my phone.
Oh, really?
And I removed it. Oh. I've never broken a phone.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever, ever.
I always try to buy mine through, like, Furniture Mart or Best Buy, because then they offer, like, a non-reoccurring insurance plan, like a one-time thing that works out, and I like those.
Like, I don't even have a case or a screen protector, because I've never broken a phone.
Yeah, I stopped using my OtterBox, because...
It's just...
Yeah.
The phone all natural is kind of nice without a big bulky case.
The iPhone's really small, so I don't mind the case.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had a bigger phone, like an Android or something.
Yeah, because, like... If I put a case on this, it would be a little annoying. Especially because it's so thin, you know? With a case, it'd be pretty thick.
It's a nice phone.
Yeah, I like the phone a lot, but it's I don't know. I've never broken a phone. When I tell people that, people are like, "Well, what if?" Well, so far I've had a cell phone since I was 14. First cell phone I got, I was 14. Yeah, so I've had a cell phone for almost 10 years, coming up on 10 years really. Never broken one.
Yeah.
Never dropped. Never cracked a screen. Never broke it. Nothing. So it's like, what if, you know, it's been 9 years already and it, what's the point?
I've had a phone break from its own like software.
Never had that.
Yeah. I had that.
I remember you deliberately breaking a phone once.
Yep. After my 21st, I broke it so I could get my insurance plan to get a nice new one.
Yep. Was that the dare you broke or the dare you got?
The dare was the one I broke.
Okay.
I just smacked it against the side of our pinball machine.
I remember the dare not being so.
That's
like,
the one that. The
that was
firmware.
Like the first touchscreen.
Yeah, it was like the first one Verizon had. And it was all right.
That was the first one, completely touchscreen, including keyboard and everything. And I remember you and Brian mentioning that the keyboard was not that great.
And then I got the NV Touch, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because that had a keyboard. I enjoyed that phone.
A man in his 20s found his iPhone under the bonnet of his car, realizing that he must have left it there when he was topping up his screen wash. Despite driving around for days afterwards, the phone remained in place under the hood of the car and didn't fall onto the road.
That is lucky.
An undertaker from London reported his phone is lost, but called the next day to withdraw the claim after finding it inside a coffin next to a body that was due to be buried shortly afterwards.
Oh, my God. He was probably, like, leaning over to, like, fix it or
like
something.
Fell
and
out
just
of his
fell
pocket.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you use a phone that was next to a dead body for a day or two? Could you? Knowing that that laid next to a dead body for a day or two.
I think I could, yeah.
I think after an alcohol wiped it or something. Or
it kind of depends. If it's ready to be buried, it's already been, like, embalmed, you know?
But I mean, just the idea of that dead body.
Yeah, I guess. Well, Andy Gizmodo has come up with 12 rules of the internet.
I think they've done this a couple times.
I like these rules, honestly.
Yeah. Go.
The first is, given enough time, any object which can generate musical notes will be used to play Super Mario Brothers theme on YouTube.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Judging by their response, the meanest thing you can do to people on the internet is to give them really good software for free.
What?
Have you seen like WinRAR or Team Fortress 2? Remember how much people bitched that Team Fortress 2 went free to play?
Yeah,
that pissed
I do
people
remember.
The fuck off.
I was sort of mad because I was like, I paid for that. Now it's free.
That pissed so many people off.
I do remember the uproar that caused.
It was like, what the fuck? These three things never work: voice chat, printers, and projectors.
I was raging about printers the other day.
I fucking
look
hate printers.
How fucking advanced our computers are nowadays.
And printers
suck. We
have suck.
Windows 8s are on fucking tablets that you can plug all shit into, and our printers are still absolute shit.
I've never had a problem with voice chat.
Yeah,
to be honest,
here.
I've never had a problem with like Skype.
The only time I've ever had a problem, and I'm pretty sure it's because I was international, but when I used Skype in Italy, it was super shitty. But like I said, when we've used it here, totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine. I don't know enough about projectors. I don't really use projectors.
Yeah,
I'll take their word for it. You know, apparently they've come into contact with it. But printers.
Yes.
Fucking hate printers.
Just, what? Why? Why haven't they made them better?
I have no idea.
I like
the James Rolfe's You Know What's Bullshit printers.
And you know what else? You know what else is bullshit?
What?
That you can buy a new printer cheaper than it is to get fucking ink refills sometimes.
Yeah, you can.
That is just mind fucking boggling.
Number four, once a web community has decided to dislike a person, topic, or idea, the conversation will shift from criticizing the idea to become a competition of who can be most scathing in their condemnation. Have you ever seen this before? Where
I guess
like,
I need an example.
I've seen in comment sections of, say, let's just throw George Zimmerman out there. It's not exactly what they're talking about, but when you look in the comments section, someone will say, I should really watch my words again. Disclaimer, totally not what I'm saying, okay? It's just an example. But someone in the YouTube comments will say, I hope George Zimmerman gets killed. And then the next person will say, no, that's too good for him. I hope George Zimmerman gets tortured. And the third person will say, no, I hope he gets tortured, then killed. Everyone's always trying to one-up each other and be the most scathing towards the guy.
All right, yeah, I understand that. So, yes.
You see that all the time towards anything. Like, I hope the game fails. You know, it's a big one. I hope they lose money.
Yeah.
No, I hope they lose their jobs.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Everyone tries to one-up each other. Any new form of electronic communication will first be dismissed as trivial and worthless until it produces a profound result, after which it will be described as obvious and boring, like Twitter. Like Skype. I was thinking Twitter at first.
I did pass by Twitter for
when Twitter first
years,
came out. Everyone's like, this is stupid. And then Twitter actually, like, whoa, this is actually.
Twitter blew the fuck
This is actually kind of cool. And then people are like, well, it's not really that much.
Do you know what Twitter's main demographic is?
Oh, it's going to be the opposite of what I'm thinking. Is it like middle-aged women?
Well, sorry. Their main age group, their target age group, there we go. What Twitter's target age group is?
I would assume it's probably the, gosh, how do you say it, 18 to 30?
No, it's literally like 40 to 50.
Really?
Is really their age target.
Really?
Yeah, I learned that in my mass communications class.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess a lot of old people, a lot of middle-aged people use Twitter.
That was crazy.
Also, another fact about Twitter. Twitter has its own server racks for Justin Bieber's Twitter. Justin Bieber has his own Twitter server racks.
God damn it.
Yes.
Fuck Justin Bieber.
I think the second one was... wasn't the president. The second one was someone else, like, really random. I was like, oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Number six, if your website's full of assholes, it's your fault. I'm going to throw this out there. Spoonie Experiment forums. Full of assholes. Spoonie is an asshole. And I like Spoonie, but he says that about himself. So sorry, Spoonie.
He was pretty good at SGC.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I don't know. Like, I say this like I would ever work with him, but like I don't know if I would want to work with the guy. Especially, I don't know if I'd ever want to play Dungeons and Dragons with him after watching Dem Bones, where he talked about his dice, because he mentioned hard to read dice, and he's like, "You bring these to my table, I will fucking kill you." Don't bring these dice to my table. I will ask you to leave.
All right.
I'm like, oh, okay, dude, I won't fucking play with you.
He's that guy that goes over the top a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number seven, most websites treat "I like it" and "this is good" as the same thing, leading to most people on the internet refusing to distinguish between "I don't like it" and "it's not good."
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rule.
I had gotten a very heated argument with Tyler, and if he's listening to this, Tyler, you're still wrong. But and I'm not even a big fan, but Tyler hates dubstep. Right. He hates it, like absolutely hates it. I'm not a really big fan. But he doesn't try and say he doesn't like dubstep, which is fine. He could just say, "I don't like dubstep." He tries to convince himself that it's not really music or that it's easy to do. And I was like, okay, I got Maxi Traction. Come over to my house. We'll make a dubstep song. It's not easy to do. I understand, like, you may not be playing instruments, which in many ways is harder to do, of course, but it's not something anyone could just sit at a computer and start hitting a space bar and bam, you have dubstep.
This is my argument to everyone that does stuff like that, like with that Tyler's argument.
Yeah.
Can you do that better?
Yeah, exactly. And then he mentioned his friend Arya. He's like, Arya took music theory and he says it's not music. Well, music's subjective.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh, well, I know a lot about music. It's not music. Well, music's subjective. Music is an assembly of sound.
It's a category in the Grammys. They consider it music.
Yeah, so it's music.
Yeah.
It's music no matter which way.
It's not the best music sometimes.
No, yeah, it's not the best music sometimes.
I'll agree with that. Dubstep can be horrible.
Yeah.
But I think it's still music. It's just it's like a form of electronic music. Well, that's all.
And there's a bunch of music I hate. I hate country.
Yes,
I fucking hate country. But it's still music.
Yeah, I can say, like, I'll acknowledge that, yes, country is music.
But yeah, we had this argument for a long time, and it's fine if you don't like dubstep. Stop trying to discredit it as music.
Yeah.
He mentioned something. I told him he was a I told him he was a hipster about things that are popular. He hates. I was like, Tyler, you just hate things that are popular. And he's like, name three things. I named three things right away. I know it was dubstep, first-person shooters, and I forget the third one. I wish I could remember.
He doesn't like first-person shooters?
No, and he. I keep telling him he doesn't have a reason for it. Oh, it was the zombie genre. That was the third one.
Oh. Well, it's a little oversaturated, but it's not. It's not bad.
He should come on here to defend himself because it's kind of like a one-way conversation when I'm here. But yeah. I told him the dubstep is fine. You don't like dubstep, that's fine. But stop trying to discredit it as not music. First-person shooters. Last time you played a first-person shooter was Black Ops with me and Stefan. He had a blast. I don't know why all of a sudden he hates first-person shooters. I know his friend Arya said, well, they seem forced. But what the fuck does that mean? I hate when people say forced or try hard. It's like, well, what does that mean?
There's a lot of ones that are like they're just first-person shooters, but generally there's some pretty good ones out there.
And then the zombie genre, he just said it's boring. And I'm like, there's so many facets to the zombie genre. There's intelligent zombies, there's stupid zombies, there's strong zombies, there's fast, just, slow.
It's just
magical, you know?
In America, the focus is kind of on the like the Walking Dead kind of type of zombie. Unlike the 28 Days Later and the 28 Months. Those were fast, kind of smart zombies.
Yeah, or Solomon Grundy. He's a zombie. Born on a Monday.
Shut up. Don't do it.
But yeah. Where are we in this thing?
I have no idea.
We should probably try and finish. Oh shit, we're almost at an hour.
Oh.
We should probably try and finish this up.
Making up for last week.
When a company or industry is facing changes to its business due to technology, it will argue against the need for change based on the moral importance of its work rather than trying to understand the social underpinnings.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
People will move mountains to earn a gold star by their name on the internet.
Yep. Yeah.
The only way to get useful feedback from people on the internet is to ask questions that are actually answerable instead of open-ended.
Yep.
Never argue against logic with emotion or against emotion using logic.
Oh, yeah. You got to have proof on the internet.
You got to. Oh, wow. This one. We hate most in others that which we fail to see in ourselves. That's deep.
Is this turning into like some like...
That's deep.
Gandhi write this?
That's the last one, too.
So deep in here.
Oh gosh, we're gonna be able to cut a couple stories out then. All right, good, because this first one wasn't very good.
Well, that's nice.
All right, Andy, let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
Oops. We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Just punched my mic. So if you hear a big sound during the news, that was it. Gave it an old right hook because I was putting my water away. Andy, cats may look fluffy and cuddly, but any cat owner knows there's mischief behind those wide eyes. One pet owner in France learned as such when a pack of at least six cats attacked the woman while she was walking her dog near a forested area in Belfort on Sunday evening. The 31-year-old woman sustained several injuries on her arms and legs, including a nicked artery. She was taken to a local hospital for treatment while her pet poodle, which was also wounded in the cat attack, was separately transported to a veterinary clinic. The local veterinarian called the savage encounter abnormal behavior and could not explain why stray felines would commit an act of apparent aggression. She was attacked by a pack of cats. Fucking stray house cats just attacked this woman.
Dude, cats in Europe are just... It is such a problem. There are cats everywhere.
Really?
Dude.
That sucks because I'm allergic to cats.
In Italy, there are cats just amongst the ruins everywhere.
That sucks.
Yeah, there's just stray cats everywhere. Her grandma, I had to get some kittens and a cat out of her, like, pot area in her... Sorry, that came back. Her little, like, flower garden area. They were, like, living in holes in the dirt and walls and shit. And, like, me and her dad spent, like, a good chunk of our vacation when we were at the house trying to get rid of those fucking cats. That's everywhere.
That sucks.
Yeah. We eventually got the stuff that, like, you know, the stuff you spray so they don't pee on it, they don't go close.
Yeah.
I just bought, like, five bottles of that and poured it in all the holes.
Wow.
And then that night we saw them all walking out.
Good. Fuck those cats.
I know.
North Carolina police shoot and kill an alligator that ate an 80-pound husky.
That's holy
a big
shit.
Alligator.
Is there a picture?
No, there's a picture of a crocodile.
I bet it's kind of bloody, dude.
Yeah.
The thing had an 80 fucking pound dog.
A public safety officer in eastern North Carolina shot and killed an alligator that ate an 80 pound husky that was walking with its owner. Officials in Jacksonville, North Carolina said a woman was walking the dog at dusk Tuesday when it ran to the edge of the water near a local shopping center. Alligators usually feed around dusk. Jacksonville Public Safety and NC Wildlife Resource Commission officers searched for the alligator Wednesday morning. Public safety spokesman Beth Prusel said officials discussed capturing and relocating the alligator, but decided in the interest of public safety, the alligator had to be killed.
Hey, isn't there in some states like alligator hunting season?
Yes.
All right. That sucks that you have hunting season because there's just so goddamn.
Yeah, I believe it's the thing where like it's like
it gets to a problem and they
well
open up.
It's like a thing where they only give out so many licenses and it's like a big derby and it lasts like a weekend or like 2 weekends or something like that and like they only give out so many licenses.
I would never hunt that shit.
I think they did the same thing recently in Florida for like anacondas.
Did you see in western Nebraska, they're doing open hunting for mountain lions now because it's becoming such a bad problem.
Such a bad problem, yeah.
That's fucking scary.
When they make it here, you know it's a big problem.
Yeah, it's out of necessity.
Yeah, because like mountain lions come here and this is like a fucking city. Yeah. You know there's a lot of them if they start leaking into Omaha.
Dude, I don't – just walking down the street, oh shit.
I love how sometimes, like, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska will have moose watch.
Yes.
Which, if people are not familiar, a moose watch means conditions are right for a moose. A moose warning means there's a moose on the ground.
Dude, moose are they're so stupid looking. They're so dumb looking.
I had a friend that lived in Alaska for a year. And they said one time recess was canceled because there was a moose sitting in the middle
of it. I've heard they're, like, oddly aggressive.
Yeah, and they're like stubborn.
Yeah.
And move.
A moose. Those things are huge.
Yeah, just so remember, a moose watch is not a moose warning. And the moose watch means conditions are right for a moose. All right, Andy, let's move into Florida. A 3-year-old was found alone in a little Havana apartment with assault rifles and a grenade.
That must be one explosive story.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Where is that, by the way?
You haven't used it in a while.
Oh, that's not it. That's... Ooh, God, I don't know where anything is on this thing anymore. I don't even play things on this.
Do you think with Skylar leaving,
go fuck yourself.
We use the board less?
Oh, I've used it so much less.
What's that go fuck yourself from?
That is from Sonic for Hire.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, there it is.
I'll tickle your penis.
Nice.
This podcast is hilarious.
And that was Soundboard with Matt and Andy.
Leaving a 3-year-old at home alone is bad. Leaving a 3-year-old home alone with a door open so the child can wander the hallways of your apartment building is very bad. Leaving a 3-year-old home alone with the door open in an apartment building packed full of assault rifles and a grenade and ammo is very, very, very bad.
Are grenades hard to get a hold of? Are grenades illegal? Is it illegal to have a grenade?
God, that's a... I believe they're hard to get a hold of. I can't imagine grenades are... I don't know. I think so.
Because
they're explosive, you know?
I've never gone anywhere and seen a grenade. Like, I've gone to some gun shops and, like...
Yeah, I gotta imagine they're illegal.
Yeah, like, grenades
just seem
like... I don't
know, flamethrowers technically aren't illegal.
Yeah, but...
So...
I think that's on the basis that who the fuck's gonna build a flamethrower?
That's true.
Especially... And the Gatling gun, too. Who's gonna...
Yeah, who's gonna build a Gatling gun? The girl's father, Louis Bianchi, has been arrested and charged with felony child neglect.
That sucks.
Leaving her alone with assault rifles and a grenade. All right, Andy, that will do it for news, but I got one more thing left. This is from a CNN news anchor. This is a blooper. They're talking about extinction. You're going to love this.
All right. Is there a video?
The temperatures change really quickly. Those are the ones that are going to be in the most trouble. Now, extinctions, I don't have to tell you, have been part of the natural history of the world for millennia. Man-made extinctions have even happened before. I guess we hunted the dildo into extinction. But the dodo, rather. Forgive me.
Oh my god. The dodo.
So, if this is the first you're hearing about this, the dildo is now extinct. Sorry, everybody. It's over. The dream is dead. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. Find us on 76thStreetNetwork.com and search for us on YouTube. Search 3-8 Combo Podcast.
Are you able to spout that off at any random moment? Have you memorized it to the point where you can?
Yeah, pretty much. I fucked it up, last week? Yeah, I fucked it up last week. Yeah, you didn't listen, that's why.
Oh, I have it downloaded. It's on my phone.
Oh, that doesn't count.
I know. Counts as a download.
It counts as a download. That's right. Remember, download twice, listen once. For Andy, this is Matt signing out.